Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun. We're holding on the very top of Daf Nun, a medal of today's year, sponsored by Dr. David Landner, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer, in honor of and a curse of Tov of the Shir. It's also in commemoration of the yard site of Aaron ben Shlomo David, Raymond Snitow, whose yard site is on Thursday, the 23rd of Sivan, by the Snitow, Walfish, and Feinberg families. Also sponsored by Rabbi Tzvi Sabalovsky's shul, congregation Or HaTorah, in honor of the launch of their 48-hour building fund campaign on June 6th and 7th. If you'd like to support Rav Sabalovsky's incredible Harbatzas HaTorah, you can visit charity.com/Or HaTorah. The site is live now. Also by Shragi Brill, Ili Nishmas' grandmother, Yetta Bas Avram Aleha Shalom, on the occasion of a yard site, Nisham Shav Naliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today we're learning Daf Nun. We're in the middle of a discussion, though, about whether the dam of a par is also called par, because the question that that the Gemara was discussing is what happens if the Kohen Gadol shechts his par and then he dies. So is it that bipar vafilu bedama shel par, that the fellow who replaces him, the Kohen Gadol who replaces him, can go in with the dam of that Kohen Gadol, of the previous Kohen Gadol? And we said it all depends on whether bipar includes dama shel par as well. So first we're going to finish up that discussion. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why isn't the par of the Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol dies, why isn't his par considered a chatas shemesu ba'aleha? And a chatas shemesu ba'aleha is lemisa azla, so it certainly can't achieve kapara, so why don't we just consider it like that? And that's going to lead to a discussion whether the par Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim is considered to be a karban sibur or a karban yachid, because this idea of lemisa azla may depend on that very issue, on whether it's considered a karban sibur or a karban yachid. And then once we're discussing the par Kohen Gadol, we'll also mention, does the par, and also whether it's a carbon yachid or carbon sibur, may have another nafkamina, does the par Kohen Gadol make a tamura? Normally, when you affect a tamura, the kedusha transfers, the kedusha applies to both animals, although it stays on the first animal as well, but if tamura is ineffective, the kedusha goes nowhere, it stays exactly on the first animal. So we're going to discuss whether tamura can be affected with a par Kohen Gadol. So basically the entire daf is about the par Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, just a number of different details about that par Kohen Gadol. So now we're gonna start with Eisvei. Again, going back to the Eisvei Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Rabbi Ami. How could you, Rabbi Ami, say that when the pasuk says bipar, it does not mean domo shel par? It has to be a live par. But after all, at the end of the parsha of par Kohen Mashiach, after he shechts the par and they're already zorik the dam of the par, they're already maktir the emurim of the par. Pasuk says v'hotzi es kol par el michutz l'machne. It says they take out the whole par. So you see that the par, even after the shechita, is still called a par. So how can you say that it's not called a par? The context of there is a Kohen Gadol who's nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, and he's a higia lahura'a, he's a posek, he's someone who can pass in halachos, and he makes a mistake, and he makes a hora for himself, that something's mutter when he's incorrect. It's really aser. The halacha would be a regular person would bring a chatas kavua, a kisvo, a si'ira, as a carbon chatas, but he's not a regular person. So someone who follows his psak, so he brings a par lechatos. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam describes that in Hilchos Shkagos. So that chatos is different than all other chataos. The dam is brought into the heichal, and the basar is not eaten by kohanim. It's burnt together with the or chutz l'machne. But the point is, v'hotzi is kol par is not referring to a live animal. So you see, even after the shechita, that it's still called a par. So it says, well, no, really, par means a living par. When it says by the par koin Mashiach that v'hotzi is kol par, it doesn't mean that that at the time of the hotza'a it's still called a par. Sheyotzi es kulo. It means that you bring whatever is remaining of that par outside of the machna, from whatever was part of the par originally. That's all it means. The word kol, of kol apar, Tosus points out, is the diuk over here. The fact that it says kol apar means kol mashanishar min apar, whatever is left over from that par. Tosus Rid explains the Gemara's answer a little differently, that from the pasuk votzias kol apar, you cannot derive to other places that it's called par even after shechita, because it says over there also ve es ora par ves kol besaru al rosh av al krav vikirbo pirsho vahotzi. So therefore, in order that you shouldn't think that you need to be mafshit and minateach and to be motzi l'sreifa, each one on their own, the Torah has to tell me vahotzi es kol apar, to tell me to take all that which is left out together, not individually. Whatever's left over from the animal, you bring out together. Well, bottom line is, that's an exception, even though the word par generally means only a live par. Over there, it even refers to a dead par, because it's talking about whatever's left over from the par. So now the Gemara asks another challenge about whether the par means even domo shel par. By the Kabbalah of Yom Kippurim, it says, ve'is parachatas, ve'is sierachatas, and it's clearly talking about after the Zrikas Adam. It says, Asher huva es damam l'chapar b'kodesh, that you've already brought the dam l'chapar b'kodesh, yotzi al michutz ha'machne, v'sarf v'esh, v'sarasam, v'sarm, v'spirasham. It's talking about after the animal is way dead. And nevertheless, we see that it's called the par even after the Zrikas Adam. And the Tosfot points out in the Seir also. You see, it's called the Seir even after the Zrikas Adam of the Seir. So, Amar Rav Papa, ba'or ubasar uperesh, dukuli amalo pligi. When it comes to the actual parts of the animal, everyone agrees, both Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Ami, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yitzchak, all of the shitos that we learned yesterday that have a machlokas, everyone agrees that's called par even after it's shechted. That was not the machlokas. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas was bedam, whether the dam of a par is called par. That was the entire machlokas. When the Kohen Gadol goes, the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Yom Kippurim, with only the dam of a par that someone else had shechted, that a previous Kohen Gadol had shechted, is that called that he has come in with the par? So mar sovar dam ikri paru, mar sovar dam lo ikri par. That's the whole machlokas. But a dead par, even though with all the different parts, that is definitely called the par. The whole shaila is, when it comes to, in general, you have a shaila whether dead animals are called an animal, right? If you see there are certain animals you're supposed to recite a Mishana Habrios when you see the animal. What if you see a dead whale or a dead elephant or something? So do you recite a Mishana Habrios when you see such things? So in general, you have such shailas. But over here, what the Gemara is saying is that the other parts of the animal maybe are called a par. The whole shaila is only about the dam. So the Gemara brings a reason for those who hold that the dam a par is called a par. Amar Vashi Mistavar Kamandi Amar Dam Ikri Par. It's most Mistavar, like the Shita that says that the dam a par is called a par. Tichsiv, because by the par Yom Kippurim it says Bezos Yavo Aaron El Kodesh Bipar Ben Bakar Sa'atu Bekarni Ma'ilei. What do you think he does? You think he schleps it by its horns into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Certainly not. Ela Bedamo. It means he goes in with the dam of the par. The Karilei Par. And it's still describing that he's going in with a par. So you see that the dam of a par is called a par. So the idach, and the shita that holds the dam of a par is not called the par. How is he going to touch up the pasuk of Bezos Yavo Aaron el HaKodesh Bipar Ben Bakar? So b'meh huchshar Aaron lavo el HaKodesh Bipar Ben Bakar l'chatas. It means, what did Aaron previously do that now allows him to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's the whole thing he previously did with the Par Ben Bakar. It's not describing what he's actually bringing into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's saying that which he's already done with the Par Ben Bakar, meaning when it was still a par, when it was alive, and he shechted and he did all that. So that which he had previously done is what allows him now to go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, so that's the end of that discussion, whether a par, whether Damushal par is called the par as well. The Gemara had mentioned a shaila yesterday, in yesterday's daf, when the Kohen Gadol shechts his par and then he dies, can the other Kohen Gadol that takes over use the dam of the previous Kohen Gadol's par and go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with that? So the Gemara is going to discuss, well, wait a second, shouldn't it be possible for another reason? Shouldn't this be considered a chata shemesu ba'alei? Here's a carbon chatas that's owned by an individual. It's the Kohen Gadol's own personal carbon chatas. Chatas, and it died, and he died rather, the owner of the carbon died, and the halacha is that Lemisa Azla, that's what you do with the Chatas, Shemesu Ba'aleha, it's a sugya Maseches Becharos, that in other places as well, that halacha L'moshi Misinai, that Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleha goes Lemisa. The Rambam describes in Hilchos Psulei Mekdashin, Ketzad Hein Mesos, how taka do they die? Lo Shehargim Bekli, Obiyado, you don't go hunting them, you don't shoot them, Eliechnisim Labayis, V'noel Aleim Achi Muso. You put them in Achi Muso, you put them in a house, you lock the door, and eventually they'll die, and all of that is Lach L'moshi Misinai. So the Par Chatas that we're talking about over here is not Holy Chlamisa, because it's already Shechted, meaning that's not the Shaila. The Shaila is not, why wasn't this Par Holy Chlamisa? It's Shechted, and then the Kohen Gadol died. So the Shaila is not about being Holy Chlamisa. The Gemara's question is that if a Chatas that's alive would be left to die once once its owner dies, so Kol Shkein Chatas Shemesu Bala, after it's already been Shechted, it should be possible to be makrav the dam and to be zorek the dam on the mizbeach. If we wouldn't even allow it to get to step one, certainly you're not going to allow its dam to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and to be nizrak. So par kohen gadol that is a chata shemesu ba'aleha, it should be possible its dam should not be nizrak. So lechor it should turn out, according to the Gemara's kasha over here, what if the kohen gadol died before he shechted the par? The halacha, what the Gemara is pushing right now, what the Gemara is suggesting right now is that even then we shouldn't be allowed to use the par. Not only if the Kohen Gadol already shechted the par, it's a chata shemesu ba'aleha. You're not allowed to use any part of it. So that's the Gemara's question. Why don't we consider it a chata shemesu ba'aleha where you're not allowed to use any part of it? So Amalei Rav Baravad L'Rava Ami Tamidech Amar Rav Amram, that your Talmidim said in the name of Rav Amram that it's not a chata sayachin. Chatas tziburu. This is not just a kapara for the Kohen Gadol himself. The pasuk describes that v'hikrav Aron's par chatas shalom v'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso. And over here, beso means not just ishto; it means all echav kohanim. It refers to the entire shevet kohanim. So that's also that's chatas tzibur v'lo lemisa azla. And the halacha is that the chatas tzibur does not go lemisa because the tzibur the shemesu ba'aleha does not go lemisa because you never have a chatas tzibur shemesu ba'aleha. Meaning in general, that's a yisod gadol. Salvechik once gave a whole tshuva drasha on this topic. It's a yisod gadol that the tzibur never dies. Klal Yisrael never dies. Individuals within Klal Yisrael die. Every individual within Klal Yisrael, with a couple of exceptions in history, die. But Klal Yisrael as a tzibur never dies. So if Rav Salvechik points out, what if you have a whole bunch of people that own a karban and on January 1st, then they all have children or whatever, and 6 months later, all of the original owners are dead, but Klal Yisrael is still here because they all had children or whatever. They're more gerim or so now. Do you assume that the tzibur died? No, it's the same tzibur. The tzibur owns it. Klal Yisrael as an entity is not defined by the individuals who are associated with Klal Yisrael. It's defined as an entity, and that entity of Klal Yisrael is always going to exist. It's not defined by the individual bialim. So since Klal Yisrael can never die, you never have a chatas shemesu ba'aleha when it comes to carbon tzibur. That's one of the things that we know that we have a guarantee that Klal Yisrael as a whole is going to do is ultimately going to do tshuva, and that's what's going to bring Mashiach. Do we have a guarantee that each individual? No, but the tzibur. There are certain things that we're a separate unit as a tzibur. Titznan, because the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tzmura that there are karbanos tzibur, there are halachas that apply to karbanos tzibur that do not apply to karbanos yachid. Karbanos tzibur, for example, can be brought on Shabbos. Karbanos tzibur is delchet tumah. Tumah is hutra or duchuya b'tzibur. Karbanos yachid, you don't have those rules. So Amala Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir challenges the Tanakama. We're catching up this Mishnah Maseches Tzmura in progress, right? The Tanakama had said that karbanos tzibur and karbanos yachid differ in that karbanos tzibur could be brought b'tumah and it could be brought on Shabbos. So Amala Rabbi Meir says, "Velo par yom kippurim v'chavite koin gadol v'pesach the karban yachidu." But what about the par yom kippurim and what about the chavite koin gadol that the koin gadol brings out each and every day? And what about a karban pesach? All of those karbanos are a karban yachid v'dochas Shabbos as a tumah. Nevertheless, they're still docha Shabbos and they're docha tumah. So that implies the fact that our mayor highlights that these are karbanos yachid lav mechal diikal the mandiyamer de tzibur. It must be that he understood that the Tanakama held that it's a karban tzibur, and therefore he challenges that, no, I hold it's a karban yachid. But bottom line is, you do see that the Tanakama holds that it is a karban tzibur. So Mela will turn out out that if it's a carbon sibur, you're not going to have this, according to the Shita Satana Kama, you're not going to have our question that isn't this a chatos shemesu bala, because it's not, it's a chatos, it's owned by the tzibur. Says Moral Tameich, really? That's the diuk you can make. From the fact that a mayor explicitly identifies it as a carbon yachid, you're being medayik that it's a carbon tzibur? Because it must be that the other Shita holds that it's a carbon tzibur. How do you read the rest of the Braisa then? The Katani, it says in the Braisa, Amala Rabbi Yaakov, that Rabbi Yaakov says to the Tana who had said that Karbanos Tzibur Adocha Shabbos and Tumah Valo Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur Usi Irei Avodos Kochavim V'chagiga De Karban Tzibur V'ein Dochen Lo Shabbos Lo Tumah. I'll give you examples of Karbanos Tzibur that are not Docha Shabbos and that are not Docha Tumah. Meaning there were two attacks on the sheet of the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama over there said that a Karban Tzibur is Docha Shabbos and Tumah, a Karban Yachid is not Docha Shabbos and Tumah. So Reb Meir's attack was, I'll give you examples of Karbanos Yachid that are Docha Shabbos, that take on characteristics of a Karban Tzibur. Rabbi Yaakov's attack is, I'll give you examples of Karbanos Tzibur that take on characteristics of a Karban Yachid that are not Docha Shabbos, that are not Docha Tumah. So you're going to make a diuk from the fact that Rabbi Yaakov identifies these Karbanos as Karbanos Tzibur, Mechal Digaman Diyamar Diyachid, that it must be that the Tanakh Kama held that they're Karbanos Yachid? No, that can't be. No one holds that these Karbanos that he identified are Karbanos, Karbanos Yachid, they're most certainly not. A Sirei Avod Chavim is a Karban Tzibur that brings Chatzit. That's when when the whole nation was Chote, based on the Haraz based in Bishogeg relating to Avod Zara. So they bring Sirei Avod Chavim. It's by definition a Karban Tzibur. So for sure you can't make such a diuk. So what's really going on in this conversation between the Tanakama on the one hand and Rav Meir and Rabbi Yaakov on the other hand? Ella the Tanakama Kama Hadalei. Meir and Rabbi Yaakov are responding to the Tana Kama's klal, and they're saying they're not trying to change the identity of Karbanos, whether this Karban is a Yachid or a Tzibur. They're not arguing about that. What they're arguing about is whether the rule holds true. The Tana Kama tried to say a rule that whenever you have a Karban Tzibur, it's Docha Shabbos and it's Docha Tumah. When you have a Karban Yachid, it's not Docha Shabbos and not Docha Tumah. Meir and Rabbi Yaakov together point out that that rule holds true on neither end. There are certain Karbanos Tzibur that are not Docha Shabbos and Tumah. There are certain Karbanos Yachid that are Docha Shabbos and Tumah. But they're not arguing about the identity of the Karbanos, whether they're Karbanos Yachid or Karbanos Tzibur. El Tanakama Kama Adelei. They're responding to the Tanakama. The Shami Dekamar, Karban Tzibur, Docha Shabbos and Tumah. The Tanakama made a rule that a Karban Tzibur is Docha Shabbos and Tumah, a Karban Yachid ain't a Docha Shabbos and Tumah, and a Karban Yachid is not Docha anything. So Rameir says, Karban Yachid Klalu, is that true that a Karban Yachid is not Docha Shabbos, not Docha Tumah? V'lo Par Yom HaKippurim V'Chavita Kohen Gadol Pesach. What about the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Chavita Kohen Gadol and Karban Pesach? The Karban Yachid, who with that everybody agrees it's a Karban Yachid, V'Docha Shabbos V'Asa Tumah, and nevertheless it's Docha both Shabbos and Tumah. V'amlo Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov said to the Tanakama, a different kasha. On the other half of your klal, Karban Tzibur klalu. Is it true that every time you have a Karban Tzibur, you're going to tell me it is Docha Shabbos and Tumah? Velo Param Dovah Shel Tzibur V'Sirav V'Zchav V'Chagig of the Karban Tzibur, who these are examples of Karban Tzibur, V'Ein Docha Lo Shabbos Lo Tumah, and they're not Docha Shabbos and Tumah. So your klal is all wrong. Ella Nekot Hai Klal B'Yadecha. If you want to make a klal that actually works, instead of making the klal about whether it's Karban Tzibur or Karban Yachid, Kol Shezmano Kavua, the klal is whenever you have a carbon that has a specific date on which that carbon is supposed to be brought, and if that date passes, you can no longer be makar of that carbon. Dochas Shabbos as a tumah. Then if that date falls on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. If that date falls when everyone is still tameh, you're allowed to bring it b'tumah. Afilu b'yachid, and even if that is a carbon yachid, where would you have a carbon that's manu kavua, that's a carbon yachid? Our carbon, the par of Yom HaKippurim that we're discussing, it can only be brought in Yom HaKippurim. Once Yom HaKippurim passes, you cannot bring the par of Yom HaKippurim, but it's a carbon yachid. And the Chavite Kohen Gadol, also carbon yachid. The carbon Pesach can only be brought on Erev Pesach. Once Erev Pesach is gone, there's no, I mean, you have Pesach Sheni, but there's no other opportunity really, other than Pesach and Pesach Sheni to bring it, and it's a carbon yachid, and nevertheless, it's Docha Tumah and it's Docha Shabbos. V'she'in Zmanu Kavua, but any carbon that could be brought whenever, Eino Docha, Tfilas HaShabbos, Tfilas HaTumah, Tfilas B'Tzibur, even if it happens to be a carbon Tzibur, it cannot be Docha Tumah or Shabbos. Where do you ever have a carbon Tzibur that doesn't have a specific date that it's supposed to be brought on, a specific day that it must be brought on? So the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, Siri Avod Tzchav, if it's a reaction to an Aveira that the Tzibur did, right? So a carbon that's brought for an Aveira that the Tzibur did doesn't have to be brought on the day they did the Aveira. So such carbonos do not, even though they're a carbon Tzibur, they're not going to be a Docha Tumah, they're not going to be Docha Shabbos, because why would you bring up a Tumah? Why would you bring up a Shabbos? Just wait till you're tar. Wait till the Tzibur's tar. Wait till it's not Shabbos anymore. So we have no raya that there is a Tana that holds that the Parakon Gadol and Yom Kippurim is a carbon Tzibur. So therefore, it's not a carbon Tzibur, because the Kohen Gadol pays for it from his own pocket. Mistama, it's therefore a carbon Yachid. So now the Gemara says, but wait, is that true? That it's not a carbon Tzibur? Esvei Abaye, Abaye challenges Rava. We have a brayso that says as follows. Par v'sor shel Yom HaKippurim sha'avdu. What if they lost the par of Yom HaKippurim v'hifr shachem tachtayim, and then they replaced it with another one, and then they find the first one? So kulam yamusu, you let it die. V'chein siri avod z'chav sha'avdu v'hifr shachem tachtayim. Same is true if they bring siri avod z'ara for a violation of the isra of avod z'ara, the tzibur violated avod z'ara, and they need to bring a siir l'chatas, and they lost the animal, and they therefore replace the animal, and they're makriv an animal in its place, and then they find the first one. That kulam yamusu. Since the Bailam already got a kapara, the Kal Yisrael already got a kapara with its replacement, so you let it die. A chatash and a schapru baleha, you don't have a tzibur mesim, so you don't have a chatash and mesu baleha by a tzibur, but you can have chatash and a schapru baleha by a tzibur. Certainly the tzibur can get a kapara, so if they already got their kapara, a chatash and a schapru baleha, the halacha is that it goes lemisa, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Yiruachi Yistavu, don't let it die. Let it graze until it develops a mum, v'yim machru, and then sell the animal, v'yiplu d'meim l'nadava, and then bring an olas nadava with the money that you get from the proceeds of that sale. So let it be an olas nadava for the tzibur that you'll bring when the mizbeach is not otherwise busy. Now, why doesn't it go to misa? She'ein chatas tzibur mesa. Because a chatas tzibur, even if it's in schapru ba'aleha, the halach is that it's not mesa. It's halach l'moshe misrinai, that chatas in schapru ba'aleha is l'misa, is only by a chatas yachid. But says Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, whenever you have a chatas tzibur, even when the bailim is not mace, when the bailim just had a kapara from somewhere else, you never let that chatas die. So within Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, you see that a par Yom HaKippurim is a chatas tzibur. Because what was Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon's whole point? That if you had your par Yom HaKippurim, you lost it, you replaced it, you brought a carbon, you brought the replacement in its place, and then you found the original one. So what did Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon say? Let it graze, let it develop a mum, sell it, bring all this nadava. Why isn't it mesa? Because it's a chatas tzibur. So you see clearly they hold it's a chatas tzibur. So how can you tell me that everyone holds the par kohen gadol of Yom Kippurim is not a chatas tzibur? So I'm like, my par, Paral Ndovish Shel Tzibur, that part is not talking about the Par Kohen Gadol, it's talking about Paral Ndovish Shel Tzibur. Paral Ndovish Shel Tzibur is for sure a Chatas Tzibur. So we're not talking about the Par Kohen Gadol. Par Kohen Gadol in the Chanabi is only Chatas Yachid. Says Mar Yishur, it's talking about the Paral Ndovish Shel Tzibur, V'hashal Yom HaKippurim Katani. It said Beferush, the Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. Par V'soyer Shel Yom HaKippurim. How do you teach that to mean that it's the Par of Paral Ndovish Shel Tzibur? Says Mar, no, Ki Katani Adesayin. When it says Par V'soyer Shel Yom HaKippurim, it's not Par Sayer Shal Yom HaKippurim, it's par, comma, Visar Shal Yom HaKippurim, it's the par Yom Dov Shal Tzibur, and also the Sayer of Yom HaKippurim. Says, well, okay, but you know, we have brises, and brises elaborate on Mishnayos. And sometimes brises are a little more wordy, and they fill in some of the details. So here's the brisa version of that same Mishnah. Vahatanya, the brisa says, par Shal Yom HaKippurim, Usiir Shal Yom HaKippurim. Doesn't say par, comma, v'si'ir shal Yom HaKippurim. It says, par shal Yom HaKippurim, v'si'ir shal Yom HaKippurim, sha'avdu, v'ir v'shachayim tachtein. If they got lost, and therefore you replaced them, and you brought the replacement, and then you found the original. Kulam yamusu div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you let it die. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Amrim, yiruach yisav, yiruach makruv, yiplu dmeim l'nadava. You let them develop a mum, you sell it, you use the proceeds for all this nadava. She'ein chatas tzibur mesa. Because these are all chatas tzibur. So you see, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, explicitly that the par Yom HaKippurim is called a chatas chatos tzibur. Sounds like Gemara lo tema shein chatos tzibur mesa, ela ema shein chatos hashutafin mesa. No, it's not a chatos tzibur, it's a chatos hashutafin, meaning the power of Yom Kippurim is owned jointly by all of the Kohanim. That is not the same as a chatos tzibur, meaning, as Salvech pointed out in the same drasha, if all of Klal Yisrael were to chip in a dollar to buy, less than a dollar, chip in a nickel, reminded of the story Rabbi Shai Shachter told me when he was in Rav Asher Arieli's shir, the boys noticed when they would come to his apartment that all the clothing was hanging on clotheslines all over the apartment, so they decided they wanted to buy him a dryer, so everyone chipped in like a nickel, and because Rav Asher Arieli has like 10,000 guys in the shir, so everyone chipped in like a nickel and they bought him a dryer, and he wouldn't accept it. He said, I can't son him a tamitzichia, and my wife and I decided this is not the way we're going to live, so he wouldn't accept it. They had to go and find every guy and give him back his nickel, you know, when they return. So, but if all of Klal Yisrael were to give a nickel, if all of Klal Yisrael were to join together and buy a carbon, that's not a carbon tzibur. That's still a carbon yachid. It's a carbon yachid that's owned by a lot of shutfim, that's owned by a lot of partners. That's not the same as a tzibur. Tzibur is an entity. It's a singular entity of Klal Yisrael. This is just a carbon hashutfim. So it's somewhere in between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur. Carbon yachid is owned by an individual. Carbon tzibur is owned by the tzibur. Carbon hashutfim is owned by a lot of members of the tzibur. So that's what it is. It's not the Shein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. It's not that Reb Lozer and Reb Shimon are saying that the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is a Chatas Tzibur. They're saying that it's a Chatas HaShutafin, and that's not Mesa, that the only time we have such a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that a Chatas HaMesa Ba'alel is L'Misa, I'm sorry, that a Chatas HaNeschaper Ba'alel is L'Misa is by a Chatas Yachid, not by a Chatas HaShutafin. Umaynav Kamina, so then what's Rav teaching me when he tells me that the power of Yom Kippur is not a Chatas Tzibur, it's only a Chatas HaShutafin? Either way, it's not Holy L'Misa, whether it's a Chatas Tzibur or whether it's a chatos shutafim. Meaning, if your whole point is telling me, oh, it's not a chatos sibur, it's a chatos shutafim, but neither of them would have the halacha that that it's holich lemisa. So why would you make a point of saying that? That it's not one. I understand if you would hold that they have different halachos, that a chatos sibur is not holich lemisa, a chatos shutafim is. So then you have to make a point of telling me this isn't a chatos sibur, it's a chatos shutafim. But if both of them are not going to be holich lemisa, l'may nafkamina between them. So the Gemara says you're right. The kasha of how the second one could be how the second one could the second Kohen Gadol could go into the with the power of the first Kohen Gadol is not a kasha whether you call it a chatas sibur, whether you call it a chatas hashutafim, because either way it's not going to have a din of a chatas shemesu ba'aleha. The fact that the Rava was insistent to call the power of Yom HaKippurim a chatas shutafim and say no, it's not called a chatas sibur to lo maisu kohanim par bahura'a, that's to tell me that Kohanim don't bring a parum davar shel tzibur when they make a mistake in Hora'ah. Meaning, the point that he's trying to make is that when Kohanim all own something together, that's not called the tzibur, which is unique, because when it comes to any shevet that does something together, a shevet is called the tzibur. A shevet is called a kahal. But kal kohanim is not called a kahal. The entire shevet kuhuna, all of the kohanim are not called a kahal. Why not? Because they don't have a nachal in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi points out. And without a nachal in Eretz Yisrael, that's the definition of a tzibur. It's the definition of Shechta has in Vikvei Atzon, that it's part of the definition of belonging to Knesset Yisrael is being in Eretz Yisrael. So certain decisions have to be made, and they have to be made by Ruba Shalkal. So normally, the way a decision would be made, you'd have a Sanhedrin that represents all of Klal Yisrael. And what happens when you don't have a Sanhedrin? So you have to figure out what the Tzibur wants. But Rav Shechter points out, us Jews and Chutzlars don't get a vote in that, because we're not part of the Kahal in that sense, that it's only the Kahal that have a Chelek, that are in Eretz Yisrael. So we're also only those that have a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael are considered to be the Kal. So the Be'er Sheva raises the question that in Maseches Horios it tells us that Rava himself holds that Shevet Levi is called the Kal. So the Achron point out, yeah, Shevet Levi, but if it's just the Kohanim don't have cities. Leviim have cities. So Shevet Levi is called the Kal as just like any other Shevet would be called the Kal as far as Parahel and Davar Shel Tzibur. But Shevet Kuhuna, just Kohanim alone, would not be called the Kal. Okay, so now the Gemara asks Vaitra and Rava. Tashema, again, Rava said that a par yom kippurim is not a chatas tzibur. So the boy Rabbi Lazar, the divrei omer par yom kippurim carbon yachid, according to the shita that par yom kippurim is a carbon yachid. So osa tamura, oena osa tamura. Will it be able to affect tamura if you try to transfer its kedusha on another animal? Does the other animal gain kedusha, or does it not gain kedusha? It does not become kadosh like the first animal. So lav mechlal di ikalaman yomer the tzibur. Isn't that, doesn't Rabbi Lazar saying the divrei omer that par yom kippurim is a carbon yachid? And then he asks the shayla, if you assume like the shita that it's a carbon yachid, I have a question. Doesn't that imply that there is a shita that holds that it's a carbon tzibur? So how can Rabbi say that everyone holds that it's a carbon yachid? Nobody holds it's a carbon tzibur. It just happens to be docha Shabbos because it's manu kavua, but it's for sure a carbon yachid. No, you see the divrei haomer that it's a carbon yachid, implying that someone holds it's a carbon tzibur. Lo, lechal diikad man deyomer, deshutafin. Remember, there's a third category. So there's a category, there's not just yachid and tzibur, there's shutvin. So when you say that ledivrei haomer that it's a carbon yachid, meaning as opposed to those who hold that it's a carbon of shutvin. So now says the Gemara, Gufa, by Rav Lazar, divrei par yom kippurim carbon yachid, osa tamura ein osa tamura. But what was his actual shayla? Meaning, we're getting sidetracked a little bit, but let's follow this path over here. Meaning, the whole reason we brought this shayla, whether it's osa tamura or not, is because of the way he framed the shayla. He framed the shayla by saying, if you hold it's a carbon yachid, so that implies it might be something other than a carbon yachid. And that's all we were really interested in. But once we bring up the shayla, let's discuss the shayla. He raised the shayla, is it osa tamura, is it not osa tamura? If I take the par kohen gadol of yom kippurim, and I say, I'm transferring the kedusha from this animal onto that animal, does that second animal have kedusha or not? So says Gemara, might come by lay. What exactly was Rabbi Lazar unsure about as far as its ability to affect tamura? If you're going to say the suffix is ibasar maktish azlinan, ibasar mischaper azlinan, meaning the rule is that a carbon tzibur and a carbon shutvim do not affect tamura, whereas a carbon yachid does affect tamura. So what's your suffix about the par kohen gadol and yom kippurim? So is your suffix whether, when defining carbon yachid versus carbon tzibur, whether you look at who is maktish it or whether you look at who gets kapara with it? Meaning that would make sense. Who's maktish it? The kohen gadol. He's just one guy. Who gets kapara with it? All the kohanim. So it's at least a carbon hashutvin when you have all the kohanim getting kapara. So as far as tamura is concerned, maybe that's your suffix. As far as tamura is concerned, what defines it as a carbon yachid versus a carbon hashutvin? Is it the makdish or is it the meschaper? Well, says Gemara, but that's not really a suffix. Because pshita debasa meschaper as linan. It would be pashut that you'd follow those who get a kapara on it and from it, and therefore it would not be considered a carbon yachid. It would for sure be a carbon hashutvin. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us three halachos about someone who gives of his own money to benefit somebody else. Halacha number one is if I'm makdish a behema for a korban, for my friend who needs to bring a carbon. And then it develops a moment, it can't be brought as a carbon. So now I want to be poda the animal with another animal. So I'm makdish mosif chomesh. The halacha is that the bailim who is poda the animal is mosif chomesh, but if someone else is poda the animal, they don't have to add 25% to the price. Only the bailim has to add a chomesh to the price. So who's the bailim? The guy who designated this animal as a carbon, or the guy for whom it was designated? So the halacha is the makdish, the one who designated the animal as a carbon, he's the one that's mosif chomesh, he's the bailim. Second example, and this is the one that's relevant to us, v'mischaper osa batmura. Someone who's going to get a kapara with a certain animal, that even if someone else was makdish the animal for him, but if I'm the one that's getting the kapara, I'm the one that's empowered to make a tamura. If the makdish decides to make a tamura, it doesn't work, because he's not the bala carbon, it's only the mischaper. That's the bala carbon as far as tamura is concerned. And that's really what our shayla was, right? Our shayla, we said, what was the whole suffix, whether the par kohen gadol is osa tamura or ain't osa tamura? So maybe the shayla was, when you look at tamura, do you look at who's getting the kapara, or do you look at who is makdish it? So the Gemara is trying to say, it's pashut that you look at who's getting the kapara, because one of the three teachings that we have over here is that hamischaper osa batamura, that the mischaper is the one that determines the tamura status. And the third teaching, just once more, we're mentioning, v'atore mishalol shel chaveru, if I'm taking truma or meiser from my grain to cover somebody else's grain, that their grain shouldn't be tevel anymore, so tovas hana shalol. I, who am giving of my grain to be mafresh truma, to cover your grain, I'm allowed to give to whoever I want, whichever kohen I want to give. If I am a Yisrael and my daughter married a kohen, so my grandsons are all kohanim, I could decide that I want to give it all to my grandsons, because I'm the one that's actually giving the truma. So this part that rabbim are getting a kapara from, that the whole kohanim are getting kapara from, for sure shouldn't make a tumura. So we're back to the question: what was Reb Elazar's suffik? Reb Elazar raised this suffik: is there tumura by the par kohen gadol and yom kippur, or is there not? So he said the suffik can't be: do I look at who is makdisher, or do I look at who's meschaper? For sure, you look at who's meschaper, and who's meschaper? All the kohanim. So it's a karban hashotfim, and therefore it should not be able to affect tumura. So why are you mesupak whether it affects tumura? Says Mar Liolim Pshitalei Debasam Meschaper. You're right. We look at who's meschaper. V'achi kami bayle. His shaila was: when we say that the other Kohanim get a kapara, are they the Iker people who get a kapara on it? Or is it really the Kohen Gadol's kapara? And just like as an overflow of his kapara, the other Kohanim get kapara as well. Because even if you're going to look at the Meschaper, but who's the real Meschaper on this carbon? Is it an individual? Or is it really all the Kohanim? They just it's really all the Kohanim equally. So that's really the shaila that he had. So now that we know what the shaila is, we could try to answer the shaila. There is the par kohen gadol in Yom Kippurim. Does it have the ability to affect tumura? So Tashma says Gemara will try to be poshet the suffik from the following brisa. Chomer bezevach mi betumura. There are certain things that certain halachos that are karban that's initially designated as a karban is more chamur than its tumura. Meaning, I have an animal I designate as a karban, then I say let its kedusha transfer over to this other animal. So in a certain sense, the original is more chamer than wherever the kedusha transferred overflowed onto the chamer b'tumura mi'bezevach. And in certain halachos, the tumura has greater chumras than the original zevach. How so? Chamer b'zevach. What are the chumras that the zevach, the original animal, has? Shazevach noig b'yachin kibetzibur. Zevach applies the kedusha of a karban applies both by a karban yachin and a karban tzibur. If I designate an animal for a karban, whether it be a karban yachin or a karban tzibur, has full kedusha. V'dochas Shabbos has a tumah, and regular carbon could be brought on Shabbos, and it could be brought betumah if it's kavua lemzman. And va'osa tumura. And if I have the original animal, I can now make a tumura on it. I can have its kedusha overflow onto another animal. Mashen kin v'tumura. None of these things are true by a tumura. Tumura doesn't happen by a carbon tzibur. Tumura is not dochas Shabbos and tumah because there's no zman that you have to bring it, because it's not really the original animal that has the kedusha. It's just an overflowed kedusha, so the original animal is still there. So there's never a time that you have to bring a tumura, and a tumura cannot make another tumura. The tumura can only be affected from the original kedusha. A tumura cannot make another tumura. So those are all the chumras that a zevach has over the tumura. What about in the opposite direction? Chumra b'tumura mi v'zevach. Tumura has certain chumras that a zevach doesn't have. Shatumura chala al balmum kavua. Tumura is chal even if the animal is a balmum. Meaning, I have my original carbon and it's perfectly fine. I then schlep along a balmum and I say let this be a tumura for that. Yeah, it still has kedushas tumura. And if I want to be poda a tumura of a balmum kavua, it has not become chulin to allow me to shear it or to work with it, only to be allowed to eat it, but not to shear it or to work with it. As opposed to a zevach that you were makdish, if at the time of the akdash it had a mum kavua, there's no kedusha. You can't have kedushas aguf chal on a zevach if it's a balmum. And when I'm poda it, it's mutter even begiz vavoda. So hi zevach hechidami. The zevach that this brice is comparing to a tumura, what kind of type of zevach are we talking about? Ilei midiyachid. We're talking about a zevach of a yachid. Midach yishavas v'tuma. The brice takes it as a given that a zevach is doch Shabbos and tuma. But if it's a yachid, if it's a carbon yachid, it's not. El tzibur. So it must be that we're talking about a carbon tzibur. Well, miyos a tumura. Does a carbon tzibur make tumura? It took it as a given that a zevach is also tumura. elulav depar. It must be something that's a zevach of a yachid in certain respects and of a tzibur in other respects. So it must be that we're talking about the par kohen gadol in Yom Kippurim. That's a chatas, and the chatas is noeg even b'tzibur, and v'dochas Shabbos has a tumah, the kviel is man, and it's dochas Shabbos and tumah because it has a zman kavur, can only be brought in Yom Kippurim, v'osa tumura, the carbon yachid hu, and it could be osa tumura because it's a carbon yachid. So you see that according to the shita, the par Yom Kippurim is a carbon yachid, it has the ability to make a tumura, and that's poshet, Rabbi Lazar safek. Rabbi Lazar was not sure, does the par kohen gadol have the ability to make a tumura or not? The answer is yes, that it has the ability to make a tumura, because there's nothing else this brisa could have been speaking about. Some of Sheshes Lo, by Yolah Shalom. There is another type of carbon it could have been talking about. It could have been talking about the ayil that the Kohen Gadol brings from his own money as a carbon ola on Yom HaKippurim. So maybe it's not talking about the par, it's talking about the ayil. And since it's a carbon ola, and ola is Shaykh Betzibur also, and it's Tokha Shabbos and Tumah because it's Manu Kavu, can only be brought on Yom HaKippurim, and it's also Tzmura because it's clearly a carbon yachid, only the Kohen Gadol gets kapara with the ayil, but it's Tzmura is brought as a carbon ola, and it's not Tokha Shabbos and Tumah, and the Tzmura is not also Tzmura. So we're still back to our original suffix, meaning Rabbi Lazar's shaila was the par kohen gadol, does it have the capacity to be osa tumura? I know that it's a carbon yachid. Does it have the capacity to be osa tumura? So we thought we had a proof that it does, and the Gemara says no. That was talking about the ayil of the kohen gadol. So we still don't have a proof. So hachinam misaver, it's most misaver like Rav Sheshes that the zevach the Bryce was talking about was the ayil of the kohen gadol, not the par of the kohen gadol. Because if we were talking about the power of the Kohen Gadol, so Tumura de Par, Shabbos Vetumu Vudilodachia, Habachal Makrov Karba, Hatumura's Chatas, Yatumura's Chatas Misa Azda. The Brisa said that the Tumura de Par cannot be brought on Shabbos and it cannot be brought Betuma. That implies that if everyone was Torah and it was a weekday, you can bring the Tumura of a Par. Problem is, the Tumura of a Par is the Tumura's Chatas. Tumura's Chatas is never brought, it's Lamisa Azda. It's never brought even on a weekday. So says Mar, look, Liolam Paro. No, really, I'll tell you, the Brisa is talking about the Par Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim. Umay Tumura, and when the Brisa says that the Tumura is not brought for Shabbos, it's not brought for Tumah, and you want it to be Medayik, oh, but on a regular weekday when everyone's Torah, it can be brought. No, it doesn't mean that the Tumura of this par is brought. It means shame Tumura. It means something that is called the Tumura. You do find in the world of Tumura a Zevach that's not brought on Shabbos and it's not brought for Tumah, but is brought during the week. But in a Chinami, the Tumura of this particular par is not brought on Shabbos. It's not even brought b'chol because it happens to be a chatas. So it says more iachi. But if you're going to say shame tmura, so zevach nami. When it says zevach in the brisa, you mean shame zevach. It means just something that's a shame zevach. That animals that are hukdash initially, and the brisa is saying that there are certain things about karbanos that are originally hukdash that are more chamur than a tmura, because karbanos that are originally hukdash have there are things that are noig biyachru b'tzibur, and there are things that are docha Shabbos and Tumah, and they're also tamura. So it says more shame zevach lo katani. No, it didn't say shame zevach. So we're gonna have to stop here. We're in the middle of an inyan, but Be'ez Hashem will pick it up again from the question about zevach and shame zevach. So Be'ez Hashem will get there tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.